Blog Talk Radio.
Shavua Tov, Shavua Tov, Tawa, beautifully good. Good seven in the sense of the week, the Shavua, the strong to come. Melkam Ehud in the Maharik, good first day, the Ehud Yom HaRishon. Shalom, here, the first day of the Shavuot, the first day of the week, a.k.a. as also called Sunday. We know this is the first day, so a Shavuot Tov and a Melkam Ehud, Yom HaRishon, Shalom, right here. So here we're picking up with this double portion, sealing up here, third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Numbers in the Translations, better known in the Hebrew, from the Hebrew perspective, as Bamidbar, in the wilderness. So we actually got into a portion of the fifth Aliyah. Going to rewind a little bit right here, just for continuity purposes. The fifth to the seventh Aliyot here for the second part of this double portion. So here we have Matot tribes, and Masa'ei journey. So here we have like 40 years later, we have a new generation. You know, Rasta elders used to say that they call upon the youths, right? The youths, because they are strong. So we have a new generation, the new generation of Israelites, the youths rising up and moving forward into the Ka'ano'anu, into the Africanite lands, into the promised land right here. Moshe giving certain directions, instructions here, writing certain writings. So when you say, well, who wrote HaTorah? Well, the majority, the large part, the core part is Moshe. It even says so in the narrative that he wrote. You know, people try to be funny. Well, how did he write about? Well, you know, there was a scribe, Levitical scribe, just to seal up the book. It's like a person writes a book, you know, and then, you know, ones and ones that work with them just seal up. But we know that Moshe, the core of what we have right here. But here, we're at the first day service, but due to this double portion, you know, we would like to fulfill that so we can get into a little bit of a reasoning here. A lot of key points here, especially in the double portion, the Matot, the tribes, that mainly dealt with vows. So it begins off with vows. And then there's also a sealing up on, yes. There's also a sealing up on vows. We get the other tribes, you know, Reuben and Gad and the half tribe of Manasseh, seeing a goodly piece of land. You know, it was a land for cattle, and look, they had enough cattle. So, you know, the 1 + 1 = 2, and they said they wanted to go into that land that was on the other side of the Yarden. Well, they had given their word. They had vowed to do something, and based on the historical aspect of the narrative, they didn't fulfill that. But the interesting word sound is something that we hear, you know, among a lot of ones who, you know, refer to themselves as either Christians, you know, followers of the Messiah, Yeshua. You know, your sin will find you out. But it's all about what happened right here, the plighted word, that word sound right there. I think that's a significant, one of the significant themes. And the next significant theme is they are ready after 40 years after the Exodus. Those who Jehovah brought out of Mitzrayim, of the two lands of the Samatawi, or Kemet, if you please, he wasn't well pleased with them to cause them to enter. Instead, they wandered for that 40 years. Here's what Moshe writes in Psalm 90 concerning, you know, 70 and if by strength, it'd be 80, because that psalm there, I think it's Psalm 90, it's a psalm of Moshe, the Isha Elohim. And that was regarding this particular generation, this particular narrative there. After all, Moses, according to the scripts, he was about 120. That matches the word that was given in Genesis chapter 6 right there. But either either or either. We'll pick up on that a little bit more here. But for the first day of Hallelujah,
Yibelu Hizb, and the people shall say, Hallelujah. Bekadase gize kamitmena nogin wada beta Christiana yikabaso binor kadusata metz aiftina by saisama yikadasuas lotiskia fets emma by tages kokur banuma by kevel kabeta Christian yilay yekziavi harina hig afurswalina. የስጋና የነፍስ ፈጣሪ ማለት የስጋና የነፍስ ንጉስ በሚሆን በሰማያዊ ንጉስ ፊት መቆምንም አጣልዋልና ሐዋርያት በሲኖዶሳቸው እንዲህ ብሎ አሳተምረውና ሃሌሉያ if there be any one of the faithful that hath entered the church at the time of the Kedase, at the time of the liturgy, and hath not heard the holy scriptures, and hath not waited until they finish the prayer of the Kedase, the prayer of the liturgy, and hath not received the holy communion, make him be driven out of the church, for he hath violated the law of Egziaviher, of the sustain of the good father, Yahweh, and disdained to stand before the heavenly king, the king of the body and spirit. This the apostles have taught us in their canon.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Shavua Tov and greetings here for the first day service, the Sunday service. Yes, greetings, shalom, Sister Sharon Jackson, all praise be to the Most High El Elyon. Blissful day, right, of his day, of the 50 days of unleavened. Now, I was brought to my attention right there. 50 days of unleavened. So I did make a comment and I said, let me just expand a little bit here on what I and I are saying. Now, it's interesting, though, there's a 10 days, 50 days, there's 50 days after Pesach, or Passover to the harvest that's called in the New Testament Pentecost. During Passover is the 10 days, is that 10 days of unleavened bread, right? And then harvest, according to Torah, according to Leviticus, 23, right, leavened bread is presented, like two loaves. There's a little typo there, it was two instead of the number two. but two loaves right there. This is bringing this out right here, but it's kind of interesting when we read the details between Passover, the season of Passover, the first of the three times in the year shall all the males of Israel present themselves, right? And the first time is Pesach, Passover, that eve, and then we have the 10 days that begins like the next day. And then in the midst of the 10 days, we have the first fruits. So, and just opening Leviticus right here, just going over this, because it was interesting. Give thanks for the greeting and also give thanks for the support and the tuning in. And when we look at Leviticus chapter 23, it kind of have the overview of the feast, the Moedim of Yahweh Eloheinu, the Shabbat, the Sabbath is that first of the, you could say the feast, not included in the seven feasts, but here included in the overall, because Sabbath is like the first, you could say, of the holy days, the Shabbat. But firstly, at verse 4, 23 and 4, we get an overview of the feast, the festivals, the Mo'edei Yahweh, right? And the 14th, you know, of the first month, the first moon. At evening is Yahweh Jehovah's Passover. Then right after that, linking on the 15th day, we have the unleavened bread, those particular 10 days of unleavened bread. And then on the Shabbat, right, the first Shabbat after, we have what? We have the feast of Jehovah during the first season, first fruits. And it says right here in verse 9, and Yahweh spake to Moshe, saying, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, and say to them, when y'all become into the land which I give to you, and shall reap the harvest, reaping the harvest thereof, then y'all shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest to Ha Kohen, to the priest. But note this here in verse 11. It says, and he shall wave the sheaf, l'fnei Yahweh, before he who he be, to be accepted for you on the morrow after the what? The Shabbat, after HaShabbat. So when we look at this, we see that after, what's the morrow after the Shabbat? So if the Shabbat is the seventh day, according to HaTorah, then the morrow will be that first day, the first day. And then that corresponds in a new covenant with Moshiach, Yeshua, risen, and the reasonments in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, around about verse 23. Now, what's interesting as we read on right here, verse 12, it says, and y'all shall offer that day when you'll wave, making that sign up and down and the east and west, waving it. That's where the origination of what people call the sign of the cross, because the wave offering to those cardinal points, so to speak. And when you'll offer that day, when you'll wave the sheaf and he lamb without blemish of the first year for Ola burnt offering La Yahweh and the meal offering, which is a grain offering. KJV says meat offering, but as you read the details, it's basically grain. Thereof shall be 2/10 deals of fine flour mingled with oil and an offering made by fire, the Ishe offering to Yahweh, for a sweet savor, for the smell, the sweet savor, and the drink offering, some might refer to this as a libation, but a drink offering thereof shall be of wine, the fourth part of an hin. But here's the verse 14, which when I read over and was brought to my attention what the I had said in the greeting, give thanks for the greeting in the 50 days of unleavened, I said, it's kind of interesting because of this verse 14, Leviticus 23 and 14. And y'all or ye shall eat neither bread nor parched corn, nor green ears until the selfsame day that y'all have brought an offering to your Elohim. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations and all your dwellings. Now, it's the reasoning on verse 14 that is interesting. Because if it says that, well, ones will not eat this, right? For either the first fruits offering is just a sheaf of wheat. Just a sheaf of wheat, and usually would be the barley, the abib, even the month, that first month in Torah that's given a name. Later on, it's called Nisan, after the Babylonian captivity, but according to Torah, It's called Aviv. Aviv. Modern Hebrew, they'll say Aviv, like Tel Aviv, Aviv, or Tel Aviv. Aviv is like a tel, is like a heap, and Aviv is like a barley. Because the barley grows a little bit quicker, so it was that sheaf of the wheat that would be offered, right? And then right after this, we have a count that begins, right? And as we read on in verse 15, which brings in now the fourth of the seven, you could say, feasts and festivals of Yahuwah, is the wave loaves that in a new covenant sense will represent the church at Pentecost or at the harvest. 50 days, there we go, the 50 days after the resurrection of Moshiach. So according to the new covenant, what Yeshua HaNotri fulfilled, right, both was that resurrection after the Shabbat on the first day. And that first day was when ones and ones would offer, right, that sheaf of wheat, the first that has rose up, the first that has grown. And then they would count seven Shabbats complete. And on the morrow after the seventh Shabbat, that would bring us again to a first day. So you hear some ones and ones say that, well, no Sunday worship. And I would agree according to the semantic, the direct word of that, because the Hebrews didn't call it Sunday. You know, they call it the first day, right? The first day of the Shavuah. So what we do have an observation on that first day that the Gentiles, the other nations, the Anglo-Americans and others call Sunday because of the third first fruits, according to Leviticus chapter 23, verses 9 to 14. And then from verse 15 forward, it says, and y'all shall count to you from the morrow after HaShabbat. So in spite of the feasts and festivals, the Shabbat is always the Shabbat, right? The Sabbath, in other words, the weekly Sabbath or the seventh day, right? So that does not, like Torah readings, usual readings and feedings, we get suspended for the high holy days as that takes precedence. But the Shabbat is always there, and the Shabbat is mentioned in the beginning of this chapter in Leviticus, Vayikra, chapter 23, right? So we get to verse 15. It says, and y'all shall count to you from the morrow, the next day after the Shabbat. That means on the first day, right? The first day from the day that y'all brought the sheaf of the wave offering, as we have in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 9 and 10, right? On that first day, right? The sheaf of the wave offering, seven Shabbats shall be complete. So what's interesting here as we read it and get to understand and understand and overstand it, get a good standing in it, is that the first fruits offering, which is the third, you could say, feast that occurs in that first season that generally is called Passover, there is a rite or a ritual that is performed after the Shabbat on the first day of the Shavuah, the first day of the week, which would be called nowadays Sunday, like we say this time period right here, just in the podcast, FYI. But we call it the first day to emphasize the ancient orientation, right? And then to link it with what we know today. So true, the Hebrews, the Israelites, didn't have no Sunday worship in the sense of they called it Sun, S-U-N, day, but according to HaTorah, there is appointments that correspond, even the count, with counting a full Shavuah, a full week, right, or the 7 days, beginning with the first day. That's why it says, and y'all shall count to you from the morrow after the Shabbat, from the day that y'all brought the sheaf, the Omer, of the wave offering, the Tanufah, seven Shabbat, right, Sabbaths shall be complete, even, verse 16, even to the morrow after the seventh Shabbat. So the Shabbat is the seventh day, and then what's the day after? The day after is the first day that the other nations call Sunday, right? So even to the morrow after the seventh Shabbat, shall y'all number 50 days, and y'all shall offer a new meal offering. The King James Version says meat offering, but we know that's the grain offering, the mincha. The mincha in the Hebrew, the mincha, la Yahuwah. But here's what's interesting is verse 17. Because we know that during Pesach, leaven is prohibited, that having that leaven, right? Going from the, you could say, the earthly, the natural, the literal, the outer types, to the new covenant sense of what the leaven would represent. You know what I mean? What the leaven represents in the new covenant sense. So we have verse 14 again. And y'all shall eat neither bread nor parched corn, nor green ears until the selfsame day that y'all have brought an offering to your Elohim. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations and all your dwellings. Now, we know that the 10 days, those 10 days is the unleavened bread, right? And we know that in the first season, right, called Pesach or Passover generally, we have Passover, 10 days of unleavened bread. Oh, Sleeka. Let me go over this right here. My bad. Did I say 10? I said, my bad right there, 7. I was thinking of the 10 days from the trumpets or Rosh Hashanah to Yom HaKippurim. But Slichali, forgive I for that right there. Salakia, as one would say. But we have those 7 days right there, those 7 days. Now, what's interesting about the 50 that you mentioned is many have reasoned on this, that when it says in verse 14 that you would not eat any bread or parched corn or green ears until you have offered the offering. Well, we know that for the first fruits, the barley was what was offered because in the seasonal connection of it, that would be the first that had grown. The barley would be like the first to have grown. Right? While the wheat takes a little bit longer. Therefore, the 7 Shabbats or the 7 weeks complete that is connected with the harvest. And then 7 times 7, of course, 49 plus 1 day, we have 50 days. So some have even reasoned, would ones and ones eat, still eat unleavened bread? Or because you can't eat anything until you have offered it, and you can offer it until that's grown. So the first thing to grow would be the abeba, like the barley, right? That the wheat takes much longer in season. You know, we're connecting what happens in those particular regions and seasons with the connection of what's given here in HaTorah, so we can see the fullness of it. So some have reason that, well, maybe you will continue, right, with bread that is not really leavened because you have to wait till the crops grow. But there's no direct commandment in that sense of 50 days, you know, of the so-called 50 days of unleavened bread. But it's an interesting, you know, the word that you gave right there, give thanks for the baraka, the blessing, and the word there, it caused I and I to reason on this. I said, let me come and bring this forward right here for the rest of the family. And hopefully on this podcast and this platform during the Shavuah, like during the week, you know, we will have time to begin to open up more of the platform for some reasonments on some of these particular aspects or questions about the Torah reading and feeding. But just right here, just to kind of seal this up right here, what we know is that between the first fruits that is offered on the first day of the Shavuah, which corresponds in the Brit Chadasha to Yeshua's resurrection day, right, so that's why that was significant, because he was risen on the very same time as those who observe the feast and the festival would bring forth that sheaf of wheat and wave it as an offering. And therefore, that connection was made because Yeshua HaNotri spoke about those 3 days. And the 3 days is not Good Friday, but actually was from the Wednesday, right, the Wednesday evening. It was the middle of the week in that ideal year that Yeshua HaNotri was crucified. So by time the evening came in on that fourth day that we call Wednesday, begins the count of the 3 days and 3 nights. So Yeshua's resurrection corresponding with the feast brought more significance, right, to those in the New Testament times or the first century times that we have in the Gospels to how he gave that word and how he fulfilled that. And it also fulfilled, we could say, the shadows and the types according to HaTorah. And then, of course, we know the next feast and festival for the Nazarenes in the New Covenant was Pentecost. Pentecost is just a Greek word, a Greek term that means 50 days, 50 days. And when we read what's in HaTorah, it says seven Shabbats. So the Shabbat is the seventh day of that cycle, seven times seven, 49. But then he specifies on the morrow, that means not on the Shabbat day, but the first day of the Shavuah. So we both have the first day being observed for Yeshua HaNotri, Jesus of Nazareth's resurrection, first day corresponding with the first fruits. Therefore, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 23, Rabbi Shaul, or the Apostle Paul, he brought that out right there. And then we had the Pentecost, right, or the Shavuot. So Shavuot, or some would say Shavuot in modern Hebrew, but Shavuot is the plural sense of Shavuah. Shavuah is the 7 days that's called the week, or we might call it the strong, the sabbatical strong, the 7 days. From the first day to the seventh day, that's the Shabbat day. So Shavuot is weeks. One of the names of the fourth of the feasts and festivals, one of the older names is the feast, the festival of weeks, of we say Sabbaths, counting those seven Sabbaths and 50 days. But note this here, verse 17, y'all shall bring out of your habitations 2 wave loaves of 2/10 deals. Now note this here, they shall be of fine flour. They shall be of what kind of flour? Fine flour. They shall be baked with leaven. They are the first fruits, la Yahuwah, to he who be who he be. So here's why attention to details is significant. Yes, the leaven and the unleavened sense does have a role and a purpose, especially in the Passover. But as we continue to move through the seven feasts and festivals, according to the very same word, he says at this time, no leaven. But at this time, right, speaking of Shavuot called Pentecost, you shall present what? 2 wave loaves, like two wave loaves. And now the wave loaves is like a loaf of bread. You know how the loaf of bread is puffed up, right? But during Passover is unleavened bread. We can say the flat bread, the ketan jera, the matzah, the flat bread. So this is a very interesting and significant detail right here. You know, the 2 wave loaves or 2/10 deals, they shall be of fine flour. They shall be baking with leaven. Why? Because they are the first fruits of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. Now, even the fact that they are wave loaves, the fact that they are offered with leaven, has a Brit Chadasha, a new covenant significance. The wave loaves were offered 50 days after the wave sheaf. So first we just bring a sheaf of the wheat, a sheaf of the barley, right? And a sheaf that has grown. But then after the 50 days, right, we bring the 2 wave loaves. This is precisely the period between the resurrection of HaMashiach Yeshua the Messiah, right, and the formation of that called out, that kahal, that called out assembly at Pentecost or Shavuot, at harvest, by the baptism of the Ruach HaKadosh, of the Holy Spirit. Then we can compare now this groundation, this, as they say, shadow, right, with the full substance in the Brit Chadasha, Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 4, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 and 13. Now, what's interesting about this, not to go into details here, right, the difference between the unleavened at Passover, the first of the 3 times, and then at the second of the 3 times, after those 50 days, 2 loaves of, we could say, bread that must be baking according to HaTorah direction instruction with leaven, right? With the wave sheaf, There's no leaven. No leaven was offered. For there was no, many interpret this as meaning, according to the new covenant, there was no evil, no ra'ah, no hurt, no harmfulness, no bad, no unkind, no sadness in Moshiach, in Messiah. But the wave loaves that are offered after those 50 days, the 7 times 7 plus 1 days, they typify the church in the Hebrew sense of the called out assembly, you know, among the Yehudim and among the other nations. They are to be, according to what is written here, bacon with leaven. Bacon with leaven. Why? Why this? Why this? For in the church, those who are called out, many are called, right? For in the church, the called out, there is still ra'ah. There is still evil. There is still sadness, badness, unkindness, hurtfulness, right? So this is a very interesting connection right here between the times, even according to HaTorah, when leaven is not to be offered, not to be found, like Passover. But then after the 50 days, right, the Feast of Pentecost, right, we have the descent of the Holy Spirit that forms the called out assembly. For this reason, and it's for this reason that leaven now is present. So in the first of the three times, Passover, right, no leaven. But in the second of the three times, 50 days or so later, for Pentecost or Shavuot harvest, there's leaven is present. Why? Because there is ra'ah in the kehillah, in the called out assembly called the church. Matthew chapter 13, verses 33, Acts of the Apostles chapter 5, verse 1 and verse 10 brings it out, as well as Acts of the Apostles chapter 15, verse 1. So observe that 50 days later, it is the loaves, not a sheaf of separate growths loosely bound together, but later on, after those 50 days, we have a real union, a tawahido, mawahad, a union, a yachid, of particles making one, they would say, homogeneous, one body. The descent of the Ruach HaKadosh at Shavuot, at harvest, called Pentecost, 50 days later, it united the separate disciples. The separate disciples at, during the crucifixion time are like the separate loaves of sheaves, the sheaves of wheat. But now they are brought together 50 days later, right, into one organism, into one, we could say, church body, into one Elohim body, into one God body. Yes, I, Rastafari. Just to bring that out right there. Give thanks, my sister, for the reasoning. And once again, Slicha Li. I think, you know, just in our excitement to reason on it, we were saying 10 days. It's actually those 7. Yes, I. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai
Echad. Adonai Echad. And Shema, hear, 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 give ear right here. fourth book of Moses, Hebrew book called Numbers, chapter 35. And here for the Chamishi, for the fifth reading, the Chamishi Aliyah, the fifth up offering for this Shabbat Masa'eh, Numbers chapter 35. The cities of refuge. The cities of refuge. Vaydaber Yahweh Moshe bi'arbota Moab ala Yarden Yerecho Lemor. And Yahweh Jehovah spake to Moses in the plains of Moab by Yarden, by Jordan, near Yerecho, Jericho, Lemor, saying, command the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, that they give to Halloween, to the Levites of the inheritance of their possession, cities to dwell in. And ye all shall give also to Halloween, to the Levites, suburbs for the cities round about them. And the cities shall they have to dwell in, and the suburbs of them shall be for their cattle, and for their goods, and for all their beasts. And the suburbs of the cities which ye shall give to Halloween shall reach from the wall of the city and outward 1,000 cubits round about. And ye all shall measure from without the city on the east side 2,000 cubits, and on the south side 2,000 cubits, and on the west side 2,000 cubits, and on the north side 2,000 cubits. And the city shall be in the midst. This shall be to them the suburbs of the cities. And among the cities which ye all shall give to Halloween, to the Levites, there shall be 6 cities for refuge, which ye all shall appoint for the manslayer, that he may flee thither there. And to them ye all shall add 42 cities. So all the cities which ye all shall give to Halloween, the Levites, shall be 48 cities. Them shall ye give with their suburbs. And the cities which ye all shall give shall be of the possession of the Bnei Yisrael, of the sons of children of Yisrael, from them that have many ye all shall give many, but from them that have few ye all shall give few. Everyone shall give of his cities to Halloween, the Levites, according to his inheritance which he inheriteth.
Lots of work to be done, oh God, in the promised land.
Shema Yisrael, hear, O Israel, hear, give ear. Shema, the Sheshi Aliyah, the 6th up offering up, the Sheshi Aliyah, the 6th reading here for this Shabbat Masa'eh, here picking up with the 4th book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Numbers chapter 35 and 9 for the Sheshi. Here, Numbers chapter 35 at verse 9 for the Sheshi, the 6th reading, the 6th Aliyah of offering up for this Shabbat Masa'eh, Sabbath journeys. Vaydaber Yahweh Moshe Lemor, and the Yahweh spake to Moshe, saying, Daver el Bnei Yisrael, we amarta elehem, ki atem obarim et ha-yardena arza k Kna'an. Speak to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, the children of Yisrael, and say to them, when y'all be come over Yarden, Jordan, into the land of Kanaan, then ye all shall appoint you cities to be cities of refuge for you, that the slayer may flee thither, they are, which killeth any person at unawares. And they shall be to you cities for refuge from the avenger, that the manslayer die not until he stand before the congregation, the aggregation in judgment. And of these cities which ye all shall give, six cities shall ye all have for refuge. Ye shall give three cities on this side Yarden, this side Jordan, and three cities shall ye all give in the land of Kanaan, in the land of Canaan, which shall be cities of refuge. These six cities shall be a refuge, both for the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, and for the stranger, and for the sojourner among them, that everyone that killeth any person unawares may flee thither, they are. And if he smite him with an instrument of iron so that he die, he is a murderer. The murderer shall surely be put to death. And if he smite him with throwing a stone wherewith he may die, and he die, he is a murderer. The murderer shall surely be put to death. Or if he smite him with a hand weapon of wood wherewith he may die, and he die, he is a murderer. The murderer shall surely be put to death. The revenger of blood himself shall slay the murderer when he meeteth him. He shall slay him. But if he thrust him of hatred, or hurl at him by lying in wait that he die, or in enmity, hatred, smite him with his hand that he die, he that smote him shall surely be put to death, for he is a murderer. The revenger of blood shall slay the murderer when he meeteth him. But if he thrust him suddenly without enmity, or have cast upon him anything without laying of weight, or with any stone wherewith a man may die, seeing him not, and cast it upon him that he die, and was not his enemy, neither sought his harm, then the aggregation shall judge between the slayer and the revenger of blood according to these judgments. And the aggregation shall deliver the slayer out of the hand of the revenger of blood, and the aggregation shall restore him to the city of his refuge, whither where he was fled, and he shall abide in it to the death of the high priest, which was anointed with the holy oil. But if the slayer shall at any time come without the border of the city of his refuge wither where he was fled, and the revenge of blood find him without the borders of the city of his refuge, and the revenge of blood kill the slayer. He shall not be guilty of blood, because he should have remained in the city of his refuge until the death of the high priest. But after the death of the high priest, the slayer shall return into the land of his possession. So these things shall be for a statute of judgment to you throughout your generations in all your dwellings. Whoso killeth any person, the murderer, shall be put to death by the mouth of witnesses. But one witness shall not testify against any person to cause him to die. Moreover, ye all shall take no satisfaction for the life of a murderer, which is guilty of death, but he shall be surely put to death. And ye all shall take no satisfaction for him that is fled to the city of his refuge, that he should come again to dwell in the land until the death of the priest, Ha Kohen, the Kohen. So ye all shall not pollute the land wherein ye all are, for blood, it defileth the land, and the land cannot be cleansed of Hadam, of the blood that is shed therein, but by Hadam, the blood of him that shed it. Defile not therefore the land which ye all shall inhabit, wherein I dwell. Ki ani Yahweh, for I be he who be who he be, dwell among the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael.
There's a lot of work to be done, oh God, in the promised land.
Hear, 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 Shema'ah, give ear, and hear, 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 for the Shabi'i, Aliyah, the seventh reading, the seventh up offering, Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Shabbat Masa'ei, here, picking up with the fourth book of Moses, the Hebrew book, that is called Numbers, Numbers chapter 36, as to inheritance. And hear, 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 Shema'ah, give ear, for the Shevi'i Aliyah, the seventh Aliyah, reading, offering up, up offering, anaphora, for this Shabbat Masa'ei. Vayikribua rashe ha abota le nisha pachata bneya gilada ben makir ben menashe miya nisha pachata bneya yosef vaya dabrua lifne moshe we lifneya Ha-Nesein, Rashea, Abota, Livne Yisrael. And the chief fathers, patriarchs of the families of the children of Gilead, Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, Manasseh, of the families of the sons of Yosef, came near. Vayikribu rashe ha'abot le misha pachata bne Gileada ben Makir ben Menashe. And spake before Moses and before the princes, the chief fathers of the children, the chief fathers of the children of Yisrael. Mishepechota b'nei Yosefa vaydaveru lifnei Moshe ולפני הנשיאים ראשי אבות לבני ישראל. And they said, Jehovah commanded my Lord, ויאמרו את אדוני ציווה יהוה. And Jehovah commanded Adoni, my Lord, to give the land for an inheritance by lot to the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of children of Yisrael. And Adoni, my Lord, was commanded by Yahweh, by Jehovah, to give the inheritance of Zelophehad, our brother, to his daughters. And if they be married to any of the sons of the other tribes of the Bnei Yisrael, then shall the inheritance be taken from the inheritance of our fathers, and shall be put to the inheritance of the tribe whereto they are received. So shall it be taken from the lot of our inheritance. And when the jubilee of the Bnei Yisrael, of the sons, the children of Yisrael, shall be, then shall their inheritance be put to the inheritance of the tribe whereto they are received. So shall the inheritance be taken away from the inheritance of the tribe of our fathers, our patriarchs. And Moshe commanded the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, according to the word of Yahweh, Jehovah, Lemor, saying, the tribe of the sons of Joseph, hath said, well, this is the thing which Yahweh, Jehovah, doth command concerning the daughters of Zelophehad, saying, make them marry to whom they think best, only to the family of the tribe of their father shall they marry. So shall not the inheritance of the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, remove from tribe to tribe. For every one of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of children of Israel, shall keep himself to the inheritance of the tribe of his fathers, his patriarchs. And every daughter that possesseth an inheritance in any tribe of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of children of Israel, shall be wife, Isha, shall be Eshet, wife to one of the family of the tribe of her father, that the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, may enjoy every man's inheritance of his fathers, of his patriarchs. Neither shall the inheritance remove from one tribe to another tribe, but every one of the tribes of the Bnei Yisrael shall keep himself to his own inheritance. And hear, for the Maftir, for Shabbat Masa'eh, hear, at verse 10, the Maftir. Ka'asha siwa Yahweh eta Moshe kein asu benota se lafahad, even as Yahweh Jehovah commanded Moshe, so did the daughters of Zelophehad. For Mahla, Tirzah, and Hogla, and Milcah, and Noah, the daughters of Zelophehad, were married to their father's brothers' sons. And they were married to the families of the sons of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, and their inheritance remaineth in the tribe of the family of their father. These are the commandments and judgments which Yahweh Jehovah commanded by the hand of Moshe, of Moses, Musa, to Yisrael Joch,
to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons and children of Yisrael, in the plains of Moab, by Yarden, Jordan, near Jericho, Jericho. Kavod l'kal, kavod l'din, kavod l'chai, glory to the word, glory to the sound, glory to the power, kavod l'abinu, l'melkeinu, kavod l'kadamah, v'chai l'salasi, v'shem Yeshua ha-Moshiach. Glory be to Adonai Father, Adonai King, glory be to the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Jesus Christos, Yeshua ha-Moshiach, Isis, Chazak. We need to chazik. Yes, I. Fulfilling this fourth book, you say chazak, chazak, be strong, be strong. We need to chazik. And make I be encouraged, encourage one another. May I be strengthened. Chazak, chazak. We need to chazik.
Lots of work to be done. Oh God, give the promised land.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Jah,
Rastafari.
Yes, 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 yes. The Torah reading and speeding right there, there. It's gonna ride up right here. Going to ride up with the Haftarah. There's a double portion Haftarah right here. But the Baraka, the blessing after the reading of HaTorah. Let's hear that. And yes,
Adonai. Baruch Atah Yahweh. Eloheinu melech haolam, asher natan lanu Torat emet, vayei olam natei, vatokanu. Baruch atah Yahweh, noten haTorah.
Yes, yes, yes. Enough thanks to Yahweh Eloheinu for the giving of HaTorah. We're going to have the double portion, Matot Masai, for the prophets reading from the prophets. Stay tuned, stay tuned, as well as the Brit Hadasha.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Hadasha. Aliyot, 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 Aliyot.
And here, look, Orema tune right here for the double portion, Matot, tribes, and Masai, journey, tried, and I tried it, widened.
Oh,
For the Haftara and the Brita Hadash Aliot. Aliot.
Ethiopian, why I never miss to come with Bon Babylon? Going to Britain and United States and.
I heard another voice from heaven saying, I heard another voice from heaven saying, and I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, my people, my people. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities, her iniquities, her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works. In the cup which she hath filled, fill to her double. And double unto her double according to her works. And double unto her double. And double unto her double. And double unto her double. To her double.
Babylon burning. Babylon burning. Babylon burns. They have no water. Fire, fire.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of
Israel? Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam Asher bachar b'nebiim tobim Veratzah b'debrehim Hane'amarim ba'emet, Baruch atah Adonai, Habocher ba'Torah, U'Moshe abdo, U'Be'Israel ammo, U'Be'Nebiei ha'emet wa'Tzedek. Blessed art thee, Adonai, Eloheinu, Eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thee, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai.
Book of the Prophets, Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse 1. Chapter 2, verse 3. The words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, of the priests that were in Anathoth in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of Yahweh Buruku came in the days of Josiah, the son of Amos, king of Yehuda, in the 13th year of his reign. It also came in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Yehuda, to the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the Bane High Josiah, Nebuch Yehuda, to the carrying away of Jerusalem captive in the fifth month. Then the word of Yahweh Buruku came to me, saying, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet to the nations. Then said I, Ah, sovereign Yahweh Buruku, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But Yahweh said to me, Say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith Yahweh Buruku. Then Yahweh put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and Yahweh said to me, Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms, to root out and to pull down, and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. Moreover, the word of Yahweh Buruku came to me, saying, Yeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then said Yahweh to me, Thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. And the word of Yahweh Buruku came to me the second time, saying, What seest thou? And I said, I see a seething pot, and the face thereof is toward the north. Then Yahweh said to me, Out of the north, and evil shall break forth upon all the inhabitants of the land. For lo, I will call all the families of the kingdoms of the north, saith Yahweh, and they shall come, and they shall set every one his throne at the entering end of the gates of Jerusalem, and against all the walls thereof round about, and against all the cities of Yehuda. And I will utter my judgments against them, touching all their wickedness, kafak, who have forsaken me and have burned Isaac to other Elohim, and worship the works of their own hands. Thou therefore gird up thy loins and arise, and speak to them all that I command thee. Be not dismayed at their faces, lest I confound thee before them. For behold, I have made thee this day a defense city, an iron pillar, and brassen walls against the whole land, against the kings of Yehuda, against the princes thereof, against the priests, the Kohen thereof, and against the people of the land. All they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee, for I am with thee, saith Yahweh Buruku, to deliver thee. Chapter 2. Moreover, the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, Thus saith Yahweh Buruku, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth, the love of thine espousals, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness, in the Midbar, in the land that was not sown. Yisrael was holiness to Yahweh, and the first fruits of his increase. All that devoured him shall offend. Evil shall come upon them, saith Yahweh. Amen.
Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Book of Jeremiah, chapter 2, verse 4 to verse 28. Chapter 3, verse 4. That's in my eye, but we'll let my subject produce my heart. Do you want to lie? Hear ye the word of Yahweh, Buruku, O house of Yisrael, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Yisrael. Thus saith Yahweh, What iniquity have your fathers found in me, that they are gone far from me, and have walked after vanity, and are become vain? Neither said they, Where is Yahweh Buruku, that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, that led us through the wilderness, through a land of deserts and of pits, through a land of drought, and of the shadow of death, through a land that no man passed through and where no man dwelt. And I brought you into a plentiful country to eat the fruit thereof and the goodness thereof. But when you entered, you defiled my land and made mine heritage an abomination. The Kohen, the priest, said not, where is Yahweh? And they that handled the law knew not. The pastors also transgressed against me. And the prophets prophesied by Baal and walked after things that do not profit. Wherefore I will yet plead with you, saith Yahweh Buruku, and with your children's children will I plead. For pass over the isles of Kittim and see, and send to Kedar, and consider diligently, and see if there be such a thing. Have a nation changed their Elohim, which are yet no Elohim? But my people have changed their glory for that which doeth not profit. Be astonished, O ye heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be ye very desolate, saith Yahweh. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water. Is Israel a servant? Is he a homeborn slave? Why is he spoiled? The young lions roared upon him and yelled, and they made his land waste. His cities are burnt without inhabitants. Also, the children of Noah and Tapanese have broken the crown of thy head. Hast thou not procured this to thyself, and that thou hast forsaken Yahweh the Elohim, when he led thee by the way? And now, what hast thou to do in the way of Edom, to drink the waters of Sihor? Or what hast thou to do in the way of Assyria, to drink the waters of the rivers? Thine own wickedness shall correct thee, and thy backsliding shall reprove thee. Know therefore and see that it is an evil thing and bitter that thou hast forsaken Yahweh that Elohim Buruku, and that my fear is not in thee, saith Hagea Yahweh Zephaot Buruku. For of old time I have broken thy yoke and burst thy bands, and thou saidest, I will not transgress, when upon every high hill and under every green tree thou wanderest playing the harlot. Yet I had planted thee a noble vine, holy a ripe seed. How then art thou turned into the degenerate plant of a strange vine to me? For though thou wash thee with nitre and take thee much soap, yet thine iniquity is marked before me, saith the Master Yahweh Buruku. How canst thou say, I am not polluted? I have not gone after Balaim. See thy way in the valley, know what thou hast done. Thou art a swift dromedary, traversing her ways, a wild ass used to the wilderness, that snuffeth up the wind at her pleasure. In her occasion, who can turn her away? All they that seek her will not weary themselves. In her month they shall find her. Withhold thy foot from being unshod, and thy throat from thirst. But thou saidest, there is no hope. No, for I have loved strangers, and after them will I go. As a thief is ashamed when he is found, so is the house of Israel ashamed. They, their kings, their princes, and their priests, and their prophets, saying to a stock, thou art my father, and to a stone, thou hast brought me forth. For they have turned their back to me, and not their face. But in the time of their trouble, they will say, arise and save us. But where are thy Elohim that thou hast made thee? Let them arise if they can save thee in the time of thy trouble. For according to the number of thy cities are thy Elohim, O Yehuda. Chapter 3, verse 4. Wilt thou not from this time cry to me, my father? Thou art the guide of my youth.
Amen. Jehovah Rapha.
None of mercy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is something which the world long awaited. And this track could never be outdated. This is Rodney Price, Moses Davis, and Dennis Brown, as it is slated. None of mercy. I wonder if some guy are naked.
Oh, yeah.
Long time ago, people are not pressure and the pressure, but this is my mission. And to be able to have that man, we ask this question. Sure.
Do you know what it means to ever, ever
be? I don't believe they ever think about it.
From clean observation, me I tell you one strong meditation. They want to start a revolution. You may not consider the solution. Me continue while they sing songs of redemption. And let me say, Jah send me on a mission. Tell me say must approach the world with caution. See them want the black woman to take a passion. Legalize gay one man, married man. Me say it comes with demonstration. Hear it on the radio, see it on the television. Realize now that them all a work with Bill Clinton. Me don't clear the world with corruption.
Well, youth man prepare for repatriation. Cause the phone you are gonna pay to the lion ball. Tell me how you are gonna cross Mount Zion. You with your gun me in your hand. Me style, just the other day man me a pass through to while. Reach down a bill and then me jam the power while. Bible in a me hand and for me face me have a nice smile. Load up me cut it, take a lick and have a nice vibe. All of a sudden here come the nice vice. Wild man coming on the road a fire gun shot. Just return out and don't know on the other side. Another part of
next ride.
I'm ready.
I'm always, oh yeah, you
ready.
Are you ready to tell
us what it is?
Just like so.
Like a lion from Zion. No much education, no much housing. Every day the politicians composing. With him bugger sweet argument housing. Listen these words that the killer composing. Me have to stop, me have to look, me have to listen. Talking of the past is all I got reminiscing. Me tell the truth and politicians say me this him. Tell them every day we fed up on them system.
Look for a GCT gone to 15%. To the third party come them 1.5%. So out of every dollar make them get here. But who you are gonna feed with all this 15 cents? Them cut down the road for stop the gun job from crime. How them expect poor people to survive? Revolution is building on the other side. Full time black man pushing them overdrive.
Do you know what it means to ever
I don't believe ever.
Yeah. And what it takes to make us lose.
Yeah. Oh la di la di la.
For her sins have reached unto heaven, that ye be not partakers of her sins. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people. My people, my people, my people.
Babylon burning. Babylon burning. Babylon burning. They have no water. Fire.
Like shalom, my brother, shalom, my sister, shalom, shalom. I give you love, I give you peace, shalom, shalom.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit HaChadash Aliyot.
Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam.
Asher Natan Lanu, Moshiach Yeshua, Wehabarot, Shel Habarik Ha Hadasha, Baruch Atah Adonai, Notain Habarik Ha Hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
The Brit Chadasha Chadis Kidan Renewed Covenant reading for RSS number 42, Matot, and number 43, Masei. Tribes, Journeys. From the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 5, verse 33 through 37. And the Epistle of James, chapter 4, verse 1 through 12. We begin, B'Shem Ha'ab, Wehabain, Weruach HaKadosh, Yahuwah Ahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. Matthew, chapter 5, verse 33, Lamed Gimel, verse 34, Lamed Dalet, verse 35, Lamed He. Od Shemaitem, ki ne'amar la'rishonim. Lo tishabal la shakar veshalem leyaoa shibuateka wa ani omer lakem lo tishabal ko shibua lo bashamayim ki kisei Elohim heima velo baaretz ki hadom raglayu hi velo beYerushalayim Again, ye have heard that it has been said by them of old time, Thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shalt perform to Yahuwah thine oaths. But I say to you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is Elohim's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Neither shalt thou swear by thy head, because thou cannot make one hair white or black. But let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay. For whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. James chapter 4, part 3. The Rebuke of Worldliness, verse 1, Aleph, verse 2, Beit, verse 3, Gimel. Hamil Chamot, Wehamdanim, Asher B'neikim, Me'ain Hema, Halo Mitok Hataot, Hamit Garot, Be'ebarekim, Atim, Mitawim, Wein Lakim, Yerachu utknau wehased lo tasigu taribu wetilachamu wein lakim mifnei shela shaltem hein shalim atem velo yinatein lakim al asher shaltem bera lima'an tepalu betawotekim. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lusts, that war in your members? Ye lust, and have not. Ye kill, and desire to have, and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask, and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship of the world is enmity with Elohim? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of Elohim. Do ye think that the scripture saith in vain, The spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy, but he giveth more grace.
Wherefore he saith, Elohim resists the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to Elohim. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to Elohim, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted, and mourn, and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of Yahweh, and he shall lift you up. Speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judges his brother speaketh evil of the law and judges the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and destroy. Who art thou that thou judgest another? Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanishes away. For that ye ought to say, if Yahweh will, we shall live and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Kabor lakalu, kabor ladimtu, kabor lakhailu, Kabarula Ketamawi, Haile Selassie, but Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Yes, I, give thanks. Chaberim, give thanks, fellow co-laborers, give thanks, Ras Ayas and Tefari, give thanks, Ras Sahar, Tefari. Yeah, so the reading, fulfillment right here, double portion, sealing out the fourth book. Whenever we complete a book, we say, Chazak, Chazak, be strong, be strong, be encouraged, be encouraged. We need Chazek, and make I and I strengthen one another. Venit Chazek, we need Chazek. Strengthen one another. So chazak, chazak, be strong, we need chazek, make I and I encourage one another in the forward studies, onward and upward. So right here, here, here.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, Exiavi, Yemesken. Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos. Right now, tune right here. Before we get into more, we have today's daily Psalm 116 here for the first day, aka call Sunday here on the first day service. Here, sealing up the fourth book of Moshe and beginning in the new Shabua, the fifth book of Moses, known as Deuteronomy. Devarim, the words. Right here, 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 Mavado, the Messiah. This tune here, the Messiah, Ha Moshiach.
Woo-woo-woo.
Live right back in me. I shall never
fret. Them mostly things that them can't stop me from sing.
Cause I saw the light, no more dark. Bless that put me in the light. Yeah.
One man me fear, ready Messiah. Me a boy believe in a prayer. Me step on the battlefield without no steel. All when set a fire, all when me numb, no food, no water. The love me never yet scatter. Me a thought is real, the pain me a feel. Them a kill with some vendetta. Tell dirty mind, bad mind fi fence with. Them coulda never live fi bench with. Cause to just give the praise fi a sense of the so we back it no empty. Enough time them try fi tempt me. Must it to me a lead by far and them see. Them team up and a sign and a tie stop me time from. Me make me empty. But a one man, me fear of the father. Me a boy believe in a prayer. Me step on the battlefield without no steel. All when set a fire. All when me numb, no food, no water. The love me never yet shatter. Me a
When me try stop the meal, seems like you are send me to the battlefield. Press what you want, press, and you are steal. Run what you want, run, and you are wheel. Then straight up, then I coulda where you feel. Man a soldier, so me coulda never kneel. One man me fear, me a the Messiah. Me a boy believe in a prayer. Me step on the battlefield, without no steel. All when set a fire, all when me know.
I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplication, my supplication, my supplication, my supplication, my supplication.
Ahavti ki ishma Adonai, 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 et koli tahanunai, 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 tahanunai.
Because he hath inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live, as I live, as I live, as I live. As I live, as I live, as I live, as I live.
Ki hita osnoli uvyamai ekra, 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 ekra.
The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell gat hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord, and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed, therefore have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant and the son of thine handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Hear, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yah. Hallelujah. To Yah. Exaltation, the Elota, to he who be the Savior of Israel. Here, here. First day psalm here in the season according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrew.
That they that died in the plague were 14,700.
What?
Besides them that died about the matter of Korah. And Aaron returned unto Moses unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the plague was stayed.
that lives and rules and reigns over all these things.
Glory be to the Yah.
I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications. Because he hath inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell gat hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living, 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 land of the living. I believe, therefore have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant and the son of thine handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem. Praise ye the Lord.
Here, Shema Yisrael, Givir, O Yisrael. Here, today's psalm, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachi, Tzedek, Tzedek, Tzedek. Here, Shema Yisrael, Givir, O Yisrael. Here, today's psalm, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachi, Tzedek. Here, Shema Givir, the Midrash, the study on today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Teit Zayin. Mizmor Kof Teit Zayin, Mizmor Kof Teit Zayin, Psalm 116, Psalm CXVI, here. I love the Lord, for he hears my voice and my supplications. Ahavti ki yishma'a Yahuwah et koli tachnunai. I love he who be who he be, for he hears my voice and my supplications. Ahavti ki yishma Yahuwah et koli tachnunai. Elsewhere, this is what Scripture says, even in Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 30, verse 19. For, O people that dwellest in Zion at Jerusalem, thou shalt weep no more. He will surely be gracious to thee at the voice of thy cry. Hear. Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 30, verse 19. Ki am b'tzion yeshev b'rushalayim, pako lo tivke chanona yachneka l'kol za'ikeka k'shama'ato anak. For, O people that dwellest in Zion at Jerusalem, ki am b'tzion yeshev be Yerushalayim, thou shalt weep no more. Bako lo tibke, he will surely be gracious to thee, to the eye, at the voice of thy cry. Chanon yachneka likol zaikeka, when he shall hear. Ke shama'ato, he will answer thee, he will answer the eye. Anak. Ki am b'tzion yeshev b'Yerushalayim, bako lo tivke, chanona yachneka likol zaikeka, k'shama'ato anak. No more need, be asked of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, blessed be he, than that he hear the prayers of Yisrael, that he hear the prayers of Israel. For when he hears them, he accedes, as is said even in Daniel, Daniel chapter 9, verse 19. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, attend and do. thou dost not defer. Adonai, Shema'a, Adonai, Selacha, Adonai, Hakshava, what is say alate achar? Adonai, 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 hear, Adonai, Shema'a. O Adonai, forgive, Adonai, Selacha. O Adonai, attend, attend and do, Adonai, Hakshava, what is say? Defer not, al te achar, defer not, al te achar. Adonai, Shema'ah, Adonai, Selacha, Adonai, Hakshava, what is say? Al te achar. And here, Daniel. And here, Midrash notes on today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Tet Zayin, Psalm 116. First Midrash note is that here in the Sefer Midrash Tehillim, in the book of the Midrash, the study on the Psalms of Tehillim, Psalm 115 is not commented on. Now, we had made the note from the Metzaf Kedus, from the Book of the Seven Seals, from the King of Kings Bible, the Bible of the conquering line of the tribe of Judah. Weep not, behold. Kamawi Hadassalasi's Bible. We have Psalm 116 in the ancient numbering is numbered as Psalm 114 and 115. And it's interesting here in the Sefer Midrash Tehillim, in the book of the study of the Psalms, that Psalm 115 is not commented on. But here in the Midrash, no more need be asked of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, blessed be He, than that He hear the prayers of Yisrael, of Israel. For when He hears them, He accedes, as is said even in Daniel chapter 9, verse 19. Which brings us here to the second Midrash note. See the above Midrash on Psalm 71, the second section, Psalm 71.2. Connected with Daniel, chapter 9, verse 19. Even here. Adonai, Adonai, hear, Adonai, forgive. Adonai, attend and do. Thou dost not defer. Hear. Adonai, Shema'a. Adonai, Selacha. Adonai, Hakshava. Wa is say, Al te achar. Al te achar. Al te achar, defer not. Thou, the I, male, dost not defer. Al te achar, defer not. The time, the Iowa has arrived for the promised salvation, the promised Yeshua, Yeshuot, salvations, victories, deliverances, deliverances. Do not delay it a moment longer. Al te achar. The Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, love the Holy One, the set-apart one, the sanctified one, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, who always hears their prayers. Hence, hear, David said, I love the Lord, for He hears my voice and my supplications. Ahavti ki yishma'a Yahuwah, eta koli ta Tachinunai. I love Jehovah, Ahabti, for he hear. I love that he who he be should hear my voice, my supplications. Ahabti, ki yishma Yahuwah, etukoli tachinunai. The Edat Yisrael, the congregation, the aggregation of Yisrael, the Prince of the Almighty, Yisrael, the Sar of El, Yisrael, Yasharel, the upright of the Almighty, the true good, the true God, the power, Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God, says, I love thee, Ahabti, therefore hear, Ki Yishma'a, Yahuwah. Indeed, because of the love that I bear thee, I am sick, as is said even in Shir HaShiri, in Song of Songs of Shlomo, of Solomon, Song of Songs 2 and 5. For I am sick, with love. Ki cholat ahava ani, for I am sick. Ki cholat, I am lovesick. Ki cholat ahava ani, I am sick with love, for I am lovesick. Ki cholat ahava ani, yea, I love him, and I love his house. As is said, even in Psalm 26, Hebraically the 8th verse, Lord, I love the habitation of thy house. Yahuwah ahavti me'on beitecha. Jehovah, I love, Yahuwah ahavti, the habitation me'on of thy house, beitecha. Yahuwah ahavti me'on beitecha. No one knows how fierce is my love for my Maker, as it is said even in Shir HaShirim, in Song of Songs of Shlomo of Solomon, Song of Songs 8 and 6. Love is strong as death. Ki aza ka maveta ahava, for love is strong as death. Ki aza ka maveta ahava, love is strong as death. Ki aza kamaweta haba, it is as irresistible as death that no one can overcome. Ki aza kamaweta haba. And also in Shir HaShirim, in Song of Songs 8 and 7, many waters cannot quench love. Many waters cannot quench love. Mayim ravim lo yuklu lekavota etaha ahaba. Many waters cannot quench love. Mayim ravim, many waters, lo yuklu, cannot lekavot, quench etaha ahaba, love. Mayim ravim lo yuklu lekavot etaha ahaba. Yet, according to Psalm 66, Hebraically the 18th verse, yet, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Yet, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear I, and I and I. Aven im raiti v'libi lo yishma'a Adonai. If I had regarded iniquity in my heart, Awen im raiti b'libi, Adonai, Adonai, would not hear. Lo yishma Adonai. And here, midrash note, here, on the quote from Psalm 66, verse 18, from Mizmor Samek Vav, Samek Wow, Psalm 66, Hebraic with the 18th verse, if I regard iniquity in my heart, Adonai, Adonai will not hear I. Awen, im raiti, iniquity, im, if, raiti, if I see. Awen, im raiti, bit libi, in libi, in my heart. Lo yishma, not he hear Adonai. Adonai will not hear. Lo yishma, Adonai. Midrash note here, referring us to the Midrash, the commentary on Psalm 30, the fourth section, Psalm 30.4. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, replies, you love me, and I love you. As is said, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 8, because the Lord loved you, because the Lord loved you. You, ki yamei havat Adonai etchem, but because Jehovah loved you, ki mei ahavat Yahuwah etchem, ki mei ahavat Yahuwah etchem, but because He who be who He be, Jehovah loved you all etchem, y'all, ki mei ahavat Yahuwah etchem, and He will love thee, the I, and bless thee, the I, and multiply thee, the I. Here, Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 13. He will love thee, and bless thee and multiply thee. Va'hevcha u'berakecha v'hirbecha u'berak. And he will love thee and bless thee and multiply thee. Va'hevcha u'berakecha v'hirbecha u'berak. And he will love thee, thee, va'hevcha, and bless thee, and bless thee, I, u'berakecha, and multiply, thee, I, v'hirbecha, va'hevcha, u'berakecha, v'hirbecha. For the Lord hears, for Jehovah hears. Ki yishma Yahuwah, ki yishma Yahuwah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, says, let me hear thy voice. Even here in Shir HaShirim, Song of Songs, chapter 2, verse 14, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Sanctified, the Set Apart One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, says, let me hear thy voice. Hashmi'ini eta kolech, let me hear thy voice. Hashmi'ini eta kolech, make I hear thy voice. Hashmi'ini eta kolech. Lamaze, why? For sweet is thy voice. Kia kolech arev, for sweet is thy voice. Kia kolech arev. For thy voice, ki kolech, speaking to she, areb, sweet, ki kolech, areb. Thou that dwellest in the gardens, the companions hearken for thy voice. Cause me to hear it. Hear, Shir HaShirim, Song of Songs of Shlomo of Solomon, Song of Songs 8 and 13. Thou that dwellest in the gardens, the companions hearken for thy voice. Cause me, cause I to hear it. Hayoshaveta baganim, chabarim, makashavim, likolech. Hashem'ini, thou, the eye that dwellest in the gardens. Hayoshavet baganim. The companions, chavarim. Chabarim, chabarim, the companions, the chabarim, hearken, chabarim, makashavim, for thy voice, likolech. Cause me to hear it, cause I to hear it. Hashem'ini. Hayoshaveta baganim, chabarim, makashavim, likolech. Hashem'ini. Yea, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, longs to hear the prayers of Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, says, you long for me to hear your voice, and I ask you to hearken to me, as is said even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord thy God. Wahaya im shamoa tishma b'kol Yahuwah Eloheka. And it shall come to pass, wahaya, wahaya, and it shall come to pass, wahaya, if thou shalt hearken diligently, im shamoa tishma, to the voice b'kol of Jehovah, thy power, thy Elohim, Yahuwah Eloheka, Wahaya im shemoa tishma, Wahaya im shemoa tishma, b'kol Yahuwah Eloheka. That is, if thou wilt hearken, thou shalt be heard. Wahaya im shemoa tishma. B'kol Yahuwah Eloheka, v'haya im shamoa tishma. Shamoa tishama. That is, if thou wilt hearken, thou shalt be heard. And here the Midrash notes, instead of im shamoa tishma, if thou shalt hearken diligently, im shamoa tishma, im shamoa tishma, if thou shalt hearken diligently, the clause is read, im shamoa tishma, im shamoa tishma, im if shamoa, if thou shalt hearken tishma, tishma, thou shalt be heard. And so the verse in Devarim in Deuteronomy is read by the commentator here like this, thus, if thou shalt hearken to the voice of Yahweh Eloheka, the voice of Jehovah, the I power, the I Elohim, thou, the I, shalt be heard. So instead of reading the verse as Wahaya, Im, Shamoa, Tishma, Bekol Yahweh Eloheka, it is read by the commentator as Wahaya im shamoa tishama b'kol Yahweh Eloheka. So instead of if thou shalt hearken diligently im shamoa tishma, it is read as im shamoa tishama, if thou shalt hearken im shamoa, thou shalt be heard tishama. As it is said in Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 58, verse 9, then shalt thou call, and the Lord will answer. Thou shalt cry, and he will say, here I am. Az tikra wa Yahuwa ya'aneh tishawa wi yomar hineni. Then shalt thou call. Az tikra, and Yahuwah and Jehovah will answer. Why Yahuwah Ya'aneh? Thou shalt cry. Tishawa, and he will say, Wiyomar, here I am. Here am I. Hineni. Az tikra wa Yahuwah Ya'aneh. Tishawa, Wiyomar. Hineni. Hineni. Then shalt thou call, and Jehovah will answer. Thou shalt cry, shalt shout out, and he will say, here am I. Az tikra wa Yahuwah ya'aneh tishawa wiyomar hineni. My voice and my supplications. Etuk oli tachenunai. Etuk oli tachenunai. My voice, koli, my supplications. Tachnunai, tachnunai. Yisrael, Israel said to HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, even if the whole world should call to Thee, the I, let it be, and hear our prayer, my voice and my supplications. Etokoli, tachnunai, as it is written. And indeed, so has HaKadosh, Kadosh Baruch Hu, so has the Holy One, blessed be He, done for me, done for I, and I, and I, and I. Diketib, as it is written. Because He hath inclined His ear to I, hear today's Psalm, Mizmor Kof Teit Zayin, Psalm 116. Here, Hebraically, the Beit verse, the second verse. Ki chita, ki chita azno li, because he hath inclined his ear to me. Ki chita azno li, the ears of him are high, on high, are open to I. The ears of him on high are open to I. As is said even in Psalm 40, Hebraically the 7th verse, ears hast thou opened for me, ears hast thou the eye opened for I. Aznaim karitali, mine ears hast thou opened. Aznaim karitali. And in Daniel, chapter 9, verse 18, O my God, incline thine ear and hear. Hate Elohai aznecha ua shama. O Elohai, Hailiyai, O my power, O my God, Hate Elohai, incline, Azneka, thine ear, Hate Elohai Aznecha Ushma and hear Ushma Shema U and Shema and hear Hate Elohai Aznecha Ushma and therefore will I call up on him all my days. Hear today Psalm Izmorkov Tait Zain Psalm 116 here, the bait verse. Uva Yamai Ekra. Ubi Yamai Ekra. Therefore will I call upon him all my days. And in my days, Ua Bi Yamai. Ubi Yamai Ekra. Ekra. I will call him by name. Ekra. Uba Yamai Ekra. Ekra. Call up on, call upon him on the holidays, the holy days, the Isla days that thou, the I, has given me, has given I. On Yom HaShabbat, on the Sabbath day, and on Yom HaKippurim, the Day of the Atonement, and on the Feast of HaSukkot, Tabernacles, and on the Feast of Pesach, Passover, and on the Feast of Shavuot, Weeks, Harvest, on New Year's Day, on Rosh Hashanah, Ubi Yamai Ekra, therefore will I call upon him all my days, Ubi Yamai Ekra, as when I read the order of the offerings, and read the appropriate scriptural passages that narrate the wonders thou, the I, has done for me, the wonders that the I has done did for I.
Yes, chazak, chazak, be strong, be strong. Right here, it's a look on the outro here. We touched on in the Shavua, the Matot, the first of the double portion, the 42nd sabbatical. Let's touch a look on Masai, some of the Q&As, the overview right here, just as you seal up here, this fourth book, and we say chazak, chazak, be strong, be strong. Also in the Hebrew, chazak, to be strong, also has a sense of to be encouraged. Chazak, chazak, winit chazek. And make I and I strengthen one another, make I and I encourage one another. So here for
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And Aliyah Day. So in that particular, how's it go right here?
The
Chamisha Chumshe Torah. Chamisha, the five Chumshe, to like say like the five, how do they call it in the English? The Pentateuch, like the five books, you know, the five books of the Torah. So there, the Torah reading and feedings, like right here, we have a double portion. And the double portion means instead of just having like the usual seven, we have seven times seven. So those seven times seven are broken down into a seven, but it's doubled up. For example, the Rishon that we shared was basically the first and the second Torah reading and feeding. So the Rishon is the first one. So for example, this double portion, we kind of have to, the numbering is different so we can have the full seven readings for the Shabbat
to complete the cipher here in this sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. So we have the Rishon. So we're going to go to the seventh and how they're doubled up so that some of the Chaburim can maybe get a better idea. Now, in order to get a good idea of, well, how is this Torah reading and feeding, right, picking up with Numbers chapter 30 to completion of the fourth book, how do they divide into the, we could say, into the Aliyot, the seven readings, you know? Thus, we can study Aliyah a day. So, in studying the Aliyah for the double portion, it's a slightly different numbering. So, we have the Rishon. Rishon, which comes from the Rosh, Ras, Head, Rishon, is the first reading, like the first day of the Shabuah, the first day of the week, Hebraically, according to Jah's order, is what you call Sunday, and what is called Sunday, that's the head of the first day, the Rishon. So for the Rishon in a double portion, it will be the first and the second. The first and the second for that respective Torah reading, the first and the second Aliyah. So we have seven and seven, a double portion, first and the second. For the Sheni is the second, that would correspond like to the second day, which the Gentiles, Gregorian calls Monday, we know it as a Sheni, the second. For the second day, we actually read the third to the fifth. So the third, the fourth, and the fifth Aliyot in a double portion. For the Shalishi, right, we have the Shalishi or the third, for the third reading, the third day, which would correspond even here to the Tuesday, we have the sixth reading. So the sixth reading from that respective sabbatical, you know, in a double portion would be for the third day. Then for the fourth day, the midway day in the Shabbat or the Shabuah in the week, the Rebi, the fourth, would be the seventh Torah reading for the first of the double, and then the first and the second for the second part of the double. So that means there'll be like three, you could say three of the Aliyot on the fourth day would be that portion. Then we come to the fifth day, the Hamishi, which is the fifth, right? Like the fifth day of the Shabuah, the Hamishi. We have the third in the second of the double portion. Then for the Shishi, for the sixth day, we have the fourth and the fifth in that second part of the double. And then when we come to like the seventh day, of course, is the fullness thereof, but that will be the Shebi'i, the sixth and seventh. Also on the Shabbat day in the aggregation, when we have like, say, seven or so, say, between five or so to seven readers, right, we have one reader, you know, the Rishon, the first reading, the Sheni reading, right, the Shalishi reading, the third, the Rebi, the fourth, the Hamishi, the fifth, the Shishi, the sixth, and the Shebi, to complete the Torah reading and feeding for that respective. That's kind of like the order right there. So for all the Torah reading and feedings, right, you say when it's a single portion, there will be like six parts of that reading. And we find that in each of the parts, right, of the reading, the seven parts, is a good way to study HaTorah, as you say, like study a chapter a day, but for I and I, we'll study an Aliyah a day. But on the Shabbat day, there are seven Aliyahs. There's seven up offerings, presentations, the word of I and I mouth, meditation of I and I heart. But when it's doubled, just have to kind of, you know, understand how it's doubled and the Hamsha Humshi Torah, you know, what it was called, a Chumash. It's like how would you call it in English? Trying to figure out how they call it in English, because a lot of it's basically labeled in Hebrew. But it would be like the Torah, for the Torah readings throughout the year. I call like a synagogue Torah, because basically it's in the gathering, the Torah that is used in the gathering, right? Mainly focusing on the Torah, right, the respective Torah readings, also with the prophets, the Haftarah readings. But for I and I, we also have the Brit Chadasha reading. So right here we are with this double portion, concluding
the fourth book. So we touched on, previously, we had touched on a summary for Matot. Matot is tribes in the Hebrew, Matot, Shabbat Matot. We have a double portion, Shabbat Matot and Shabbat Masai. Sabbath tribes and journeys, or tribes and trods of. Tribes and journeys. So we went through the synopsis, right? The synopsis for Matot. So it'll be good before even getting into some of the questions, right, to go through a synopsis here, right, an overview for the last reading here in the fourth book of Moses here in I&I Sabbatical Studies. We have Shabbat Masai, 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 journeys or trods of. Picking up with the second part of the double portion, Numbers chapter 33, verse 1 to Numbers chapter 36, verse 13. So here. Synopsis. So Matot, the first of this double portion, is fulfilled and it ends with the Beta Israel, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, encamped east of the Yarden, east of the Jordan, right near the plains of Moab, ready to finally enter the promised land. Now, in anticipation of their return to the land, right, this Torah reading and feeding, the second in this double portion here, Masai, Masai, journeys of, trod of, it begins with Moshe recounting 42 sites that the Beta Israel, the house of Israel, and the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, stayed during their 40 years of wandering Bamidbar in the wilderness or through the desert. From their first camp or encampment after the Yetziat, after the Exodus, right, that was called Sukkot or Tabernacles, to their current encampment across the river from the land of Canaan, from the land of Canaan. Now, after recounting, this is for the second of this double portion for Shabbat Masai, right, or for this RSS number 43, after recounting the various stations, there are stations of the trod, there are stations of the journey, Elohim said that when the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, cross the Yarden, the Jordan, into the land of Canaan, they were to drive out all the inhabitants and to utterly destroy all traces of their culture and religion. After this, the land would be divided by lot according to the tribes of Yisrael, based on the size of each tribe. Elohim then warned Moshe that if the Israelites, the sons of Israel, the Bnei Yisrael, Yasharala, would not drive out the inhabitants of the land, they would become, the inhabitants, a snare to them. And Elohim would then judge and exile the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, as he intended to do to the Canaanu, to the Afro-Canaanites, to the Canaanites. Now, the boundaries of the promised land were then given according to Numbers 34, verses 1 to 10. Now, note that these borders are not, emphasis on not, are not the same as those described earlier to Abraham ha-Ivri, in Genesis, Bereshit, chapter 15, verses 18 to 21, since that larger land area is said to be given to Yisrael, to the Beta Israel, after HaMoshiach returns to restore Zion, Zion, during what is named the Millennial Kingdom. Prophetic revelation or reference, Ezekiel chapter 47, verse 15 to Ezekiel chapter 48, verse 35. Now, instead, the promised land is restricted to the, quote, land of Canaan according to its borders. According to Numbers chapter 34, verses 2 to 13, this key verse brings out that the promised land, or the land grant that was given to the Israelites here after the 40 years in the narrative here in Numbers, right, is the promised land that's restricted to the, quote, land of Canaan according to its borders. Numbers chapter 34, verses 2 to 13. That is, to the local region occupied by the seven Kanawi, the Canaanite nations, the seven of the Afro-Canaanite nations that were living there at the time of the conquest under Yehoshua, or under Joshua, Yasu. Now the B'nai Yisrael, the Israelites, were then instructed to assign towns with surrounding pasture lands, or like suburbs, to Ha-Luim, to the Levites. There were to be a total of 42 towns. Now it's interesting, this number 42 right here, also with the Ana Bikoa, that Kabbalistic mystical chant of the names or attributes of Yahweh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem. But here we get the towns being allotted to the Levites, and the total number that they were to be were 42. So we have 42 campsites, right, and also 42 towns, right, chosen by lot and distributed throughout the land according to the size of each tribe. Now, in addition, six mole cities were to be given to Ha-Luim, the Levites, and designated as cities of refuge, or like sanctuary cities, to that a person who unintentionally, not with malice or forethought, right, unintentionally killed another may flee to take refuge from the, or from a, quote, avenger of blood. From an avenger of blood, i.e., that is a blood avenger, that is to say, the next of kin. The next of kin. So what we see here in HaTorah is Yahweh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Eloheinu. Here, he is like regulating, right? He's regulating things of men and people, and particularly the sons of Israel, that they have been long accustomed to doing. So this whole idea, like if somebody were to like kill or murder, right, let's use the proper word, murder, someone in someone's family, then there'll be that next of kin who had the right to on sight to. They had the right to on sight to. In other words, on sight, they had the right to do it. And basically, it's like, whoa, what you doing? You can't do it. No, they can do that. So this is like an ancient precept, and this also points to even what we have in Bereshit concerning Noah. You remember in Noah, in Bereshit? Let's just show this right here, because some might think, oh, see, God or the Lord or the Israelite God or Lord is, you know, violent. And he, no, these practices were already practiced by humanity. What we get with the Torah is a regulation that if they were faithful and obedient, right, would bring them, you know, to where they fell from, right, would restore even humanity to where humanity fell from. In Bereshit, some of this is often called the Noahide, right, by other Yehudi called the Noahide laws. Get a chance, look up the Noahide laws. Here we're in Bereshit to compare and contrast right here in chapter 9. Here in chapter 9 it says right here, let's start with verse 4, chapter 9 verse 4. It says, but flesh with the life thereof, that is, the blood thereof, shall ye y'all not eat. Verse 5. And surely for show your blood of your lives will I require. At the hand of every beast will I require it. And at the hand of man, at the hand of every man's brother will I require the life of man. Right? So something interesting, we look at humanity, other people sacrifice, they sacrifice like this and like that, and we see the Israelites coming from that as they're brought out of Mitzrayim. And now they're given regulations, as we've been speaking about, sacrifice. You know, what's the point of it? What's the purpose of it? Right? But looking at the true intent of the object lesson that we get right here so we can grow in grace. The whole point was for man to grow in grace, to be restored to where he had fell from. And Yisrael is given a particular mission that we know we are, through our ancestors, have fallen from. May we rise to the occasion. So here it says, at the hand of every man's brother will I require the life of man. Verse 6, whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of Elohim made he man. Now that's an important statement there. When I read these verses here in the scripture, it reminds I and I of even, you know, with even the wall paintings and engravements among different people, it's not a whole lot they're saying. It's not like a whole, like, paragraph. But each verse, you know, and the verses that connect with a common theme, they have a meaning, Chaverim. Here in verse 6, Genesis chapter 9, verse 6, whoso sheddeth man's blood, you say precept, principle, universal, universal, non-partial. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. Why? Why is that? It gives us the why. It gives us the logic, the reason here. For in the image of Elohim made he man. So we have these cities of refuge. Let's return to the reasonment here, the synopsis here for the second part of what will be a double portion, and here in the season have a double portion. But here for Masa'e, which is journeys, Masa'e, which is trods. So here we have the cities of refuge to which a person who unintentionally killed, murder, you know, malice aforethought, even anger is a whole different thing, right? Is then judged as murder, and the next of kin, the blood avenger, you know, has right. A person who unintentionally killed another may flee to take refuge from an avenger of blood, the next of kin, because in the principle of so-called murder, that's intentional, willful, you know, intention to kill, you know, especially based on those more satanic, you know, attributes of like hate and anger, you know, especially without reason, without cause, without justification, you know, the soul who has lost their life or their life been taken, none of us can forgive or give an atonement for that particular soul that has been taken amongst, say, our brother or any brother, right? And the one who committed the murder, right, with a willful intent, even if they have a different feeling afterward, it's not on us, we cannot forgive them, right? In fact, according to even the New Covenant and even the Old Covenant principles, right, even, in a sense, God, I won't say that the power of the true good, the true God, cannot, as though he has not the ability, right, but he will not. Why? Because that's the soul. The soul, the person who lost their life, their soul, they have to forgive them. And this is why almost universally, even in the ancient world, there was a principle about that. You know what I mean? That in any just system, when someone had intended and willfully murdered, in essence, their brother, you know, there was the blood avenger. You know, that's almost like what Cain, Cain was afraid of. He was like, wait. You know, I've done this, and whoever see me, because of that principle, for in the image of Elohim made he him. So there has to be that reconciliation, that balance. You know what I mean? So a murder somebody, and the family say, we forgive you. That's like stealing. That's like stealing in the worst way. You know what I mean? You know, they say, well, if one person murdered another person and then they murdered the murderer or you killed the murderer, that right there is like two people dead. See, that's a human, that's from the carnal mind, the fallen. That's the fallen. That's fallen consciousness. What about the soul of the party, right, that was robbed of their most valuable possession in this life, speaking of their life? So the blood avenger principle is something interesting to reason on. You know, maybe that's why ones and ones have a way of saying it today. They say on sight. It's on sight. But always when they say that, it's not for what is true and what is right. But the principle there is this principle on sight. Of these six cities of refuge, three were to be located east of the Yardane, the Jordan, and three located in the land of Canaan. However, these cities were not meant to harbor murderers. Murderer, blood is on that. No. Who would be tried in court. They would be tried in court and put to death at the hand of an avenger of blood. The death penalty, right, required testimony from at least two witnesses and admitted of no ransom. The ransom could be interpreted today in today's law as a plea bargain. Other things you could plea bargain, but not murder, because It wasn't our property that was taken. It's none of our property. Unless you're the murdered party, you cannot, you know, accept any ransom or plea bargain. All right, so the death penalty. Now, even on the death penalty, recall what Garmawi Haile Selassie said concerning the death penalty. Many things have been abolished, but not the death penalty. Why? Why not? Because of these same Torah-based reasons. So the death penalty required testimony from at least two witnesses. And let's point this out with false witness. If a witness comes forward, say in a death penalty case, a case that has as a possible judgment the death penalty, and they bear witness against someone else to put them to death falsely, that means those witnesses, therefore, they have forfeited their life as well. So the death penalty required testimony from at least two witnesses and admitted of no ransom or plea bargain to be offered in place of the murderer's execution. Now, on the other hand, a person responsible for involuntary manslaughter. So we have in the Torah these same basic legal principles that ones and ones have in this modern, later-day Gentile society, Gentile world system. For involuntary manslaughter, right, person who was charged with that, right, of another was required to dwell within the confines of a city of refuge until the death of the Kohen Gadol, until the death of the anointed high priest, or the high priest who is the Moshiach. Let me emphasize it. The high priest who in today's latter-day terms, is the Christ, the high priest, until the death of the Christ, the high priest. Just pointing that out because according to the Brit Chadasha, Yeshua HaMoshiach is that high priest as well. So we see a foreshadowing of something. So we have a person responsible for involuntary manslaughter. They killed somebody, but it was not malice aforethought. It was an accident. And no, accidental, something happened, but it was not one setting somebody up or having anger and hating on them for a long time. And this happens, you know, that one has like the smoking gun and say, oh, this was an accident. We all know you hated this person. You talked about you killed them and now they're dead. No, it was no accident. Blood avenger. Anyway, but for a person involved in an involuntary incident, right, they was required to dwell within the confines of a city of refuge because even though HaTorah, the legislation is being issued here, you know, crimes of passion, you know what I'm saying? For example, there's still probably family members, right, that they might even understand that maybe it was an accident, but they're like, well, if their family, loved one is dead, you got to be dead too. So this is one of the reasons for requiring the dwelling in that city of refuge, right, that sanctuary, until the death. Now, this is a key point to reason on as well. Does this foreshadow the Brit Chadasha, the New Testament, with Yeshua HaNotri, Yeshua HaMoshiach, and the high priesthood of Yeshua HaMoshiach, especially according to the epistle, right, to the Hebrews, right? After that time, he was free. After the death of the high priest, he was free to return to his home without fear of retribution from an avenger of blood. Now, of course, one would say, well, sometimes people, you know, the principle, right, in action, you know, should be followed. But if people, like, you know, if one, after that long time, somebody kept this thing going on, well, they kind of forfeit their life, and it's just a mess. You know what I mean? But we can always have the Torah, the direction instructions, what the intent of them were, right? But then what was the keeping or observing or fulfilling of it? And the lack of the fulfilling of it, right, caused for it to lack its fulfillment. This is why the teaching of His Majesty to I and we is so very clear. What's His advice to I and I? What's His advice to I and I? His advice to I and I is to fulfill.
You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, of the Ten Commandments. Elaborate on.
I and I are going to elaborate, just elaborating a little bit more here on Masa A, the journeys of Masa A, B'nai Yisrael, the more fuller sense of it. Masa A is like saying the journeys, but the journeys of. So it's kind of needs that completion there. But the journeys here of the tribes, this double portion rate here. So we have now one more element here before we fulfill here this fourth book of Moshe in the wilderness, in the Midbar. The leaders of the tribe of Manasseh, right? They then came before Moshe to discuss the legal implications of the case of Zelophehad, whom you will recall, you should recall, was a man of the tribe of Manasseh, who had died in the Midbar, the desert, without having any sons to be his heir, though he had five daughters, whom Yahweh said could inherit their father's portion in the land. Now, these leaders that stepped forward, these Roshe, you know, heads, Nasim, who came forward, they were now concerned that, well, if these daughters were to marry men that were from other tribes, the original inheritance would be transferred out of the territory of Manasseh, thereby diminishing the inheritance given to their tribe. Now, recall that Manasseh had kind of like the greatest kind of like growth, in a sense, you know, of its numerical numbers. You note that we had touched on that before when went through the census of like the tribes and everything. They had the greatest growth, right? They were rather a big tribe. And therefore, the principle was that to the more, like those who had more in number, like more land would be given, and to those with less land would be given. So now the leaders of the tribe, they step forward and say, wait, so if these five daughters can get their father's inheritance and will also have title to the land, what about when they marry a man? Especially if this man is from another tribe. That means that these other men from the other tribe could claim some sort of inheritance, you know, and then that would cause a whole other kind of legal, civil disturbance. So what happened? So Moshe then ruled that to prevent the transference of inheritance from one tribe to another. Important principle here. The transfer of inheritance from one tribe to another, the daughters of Zelophehad were only permitted to marry men, mandem, who were within their own tribe. Therefore, it became a general law, or here we get like, you know, here from, you know, a precedent in law, you know, a precedent in law, right, as we now apply the precepts and the principles, right, to specific, you know, situations, right? So this became a general law that no tribe's inheritance may be passed or transferred to another tribe. And any daughter, right, who had obtained a land inheritance could only marry someone within her own tribe, right? So we see emphasis on personal rights, but also on communal rights. This needs to be noted, Chaburim. You know, an emphasis on personal rights, right, as well as equal rights, right, for a woman, right, whose situations merited it, right, as well, right, because that was a special situation that was not spoken of according to the previous legislation, but here even we get another particular interesting point of reasonment that we briefly had addressed before, and that was, I think, from Phineas, at the end of the Phineas reasonment, you know, what was the reasonment about, I think it was about God's law, right, about the law changing, right, where one to one speak about, well, can God's law change? And we see within, for example, the daughters of Zelophehad, when we read that, it suggests that the direction and instruction of Elohim are subject to change, right? Even in Moses' day, when we see that originally one might think that, well, only men inherited because the majority of men, right, are listed in the roles of being those who had inherited for themselves, their wives, and their families. Well, that was also because, according to the context of the time, right, the men had to put in that work as well. They had to go out to war. They had to fight. They might have lose their life, so forth and so on. So to those with a responsibility, it wasn't just like a man can say, yeah, me such and such, but he had to put in that work as well, and that work could be even dangerous work, right? So it was not a requirement for the daughters to do so, even though in times of battle, you know, the daughters of Israel, even as the daughters of holy Ethiopia, of Ethiopian Hebrew Ethiopia stood up. But here, this brings a case of, is the law of Elohim subject to change? And I think this all means what we are talking about, change. We talk about the new covenant, right? The new covenant, we emphasize that Chadasha also means to renew, right? So to renew something can also renew its application. So it still applies generally, right, to sons, right, having that land inheritance right, because also the work that they have been putting in these Torah portions, reading and feeding, you see them on the front line. They have to be there on the battlefront. You know what I mean? And we should discuss the traditional view of the Torah's immutability. So from a Hebrew Judaic perspective, we have a view that the directions and instructions are immutable, right? But in light of the case, this case law, right, we see the fitting of new circumstances, right, while not abolishing the old application, right, but because of a new circumstance. So let's reason on that idea of Jah law, right? Is it something absolutely static, right, like that? It's like just, like, is it the letter of the law, like we say about the letter of the law, or the spirit of the law, right? Is it absolutely static? And does the law not changing or not applying to new circumstance or situation, does that comfort or does that threaten you? But here we definitely have something interesting, you know, both in the case of the Israelites breaking the covenant with the molten calf and the covenant being renewed, right? Therefore, it was a new covenant in the sense of it was renewed, right? It was put into effect again. Here we have the Torah direction instructions of who would inherit what, right? But the difference between the daughters inheriting in the case of the daughters of Zelophehad is that when this number of the host is now deployed to be on the front line to drive out the former inhabitants of Jalan, the woman do not have a requirement, right, to be on the front line or to fight, right? But the sons still do. So we have some interesting areas if we would look at it, right? But one thing one cannot say, if this was a sexist document, it would just have smacked down the daughters of Zelophehad as a precedent for daughters, you know, in the future to also be without rights. But we know that the Hebrew woman, the Israelite woman, that they own businesses and they own land. They own their land and men own land, and also men and women together as family own land, right? It was decided on what families and people's situation and what their situation was, their circumstances. And Proverbs chapter 31, you know, as we have the Eshet Chayo, the woman of valor, the woman of strength, the strong woman, and we chant that sabbatically, is a very good point of view and perspective to read of the virtuous woman, the Eshet Chayil, or the woman of Chayil. Interesting, the word Chayil is power or strength, and sometimes it's brought out as the virtuous woman or the woman of valor. But that word also has a reference to war, right? The word Chayil, right? Both power as well as warfare. But notice for a woman, right, for the sons, for a man to be, you know, that sense of Chayil, right, he must also demonstrate that Chayil, right, on the battlefield. You know what I'm saying? By facing, being willing to face the battle, right, and also perform Bechayil. And we say Bechayil. It's in the Psalms. It's in the Hebrew. Like you say, Haila, Haila, the power of, right, Haile, my power. But for the woman, notice in the virtuous woman in Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 to 31, that those Torah and faithful Yehudi and Jews actually read that, you know, every Sabbath Eve. So think about the daughters, sisters, mothers, wives hearing that, and then you trying to say, oh, you can't have your own business. Oh, you can't have your own money. You could point to the Torah right there and say, hold up for a moment. Look at this right here. And that's the woman of Chayil. So we have the virtuous woman, the woman's strengths are also demonstrated right there. Compare and contrast to the point of reference, Proverbs chapter 10. Chapter 31, verses 10 to 31. Last part right here. So that little condition there, one has to understand that the tribe of Manasseh had the most numbers, you know, or nearly the most numbers. I think it was second or third or so after Yehuda, right? But any daughter who had obtained a land inheritance, I think there were five of them, they could marry anyone that they pleased, but it had to be someone not outside of their own tribe to avert any tribal war, any mix-up about future land rights. The book, and notice that also was there to avoid civil war among the tribes, too. Right? That was also to avoid civil war among the tribes. Does that mean that everyone had to only marry somebody in their own tribe? No. But if there were things like, you know, land and things like land especially, you know, what they call real estate, that could always cause problems for future generations, right? And could be looked at as an act of fraud, you know, in that sense. You know, like somebody from this tribe marries this woman here, and then later on the tribe of Judah figures that Manasseh land is their land, and there's a whole big war over that. You can imagine the confusion. So that was to avoid confusion and to keep the shalom and to keep the peace. The book of Numbers, here. The historical narrative of HaTorah itself. It concludes with the resolution that this legal question, notice that the book, it concludes with the resolution that this legal, lawful question just before the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, invaded the land of Canaan, the Afro-Canaanite lands, under the leadership of Joshua. The book ends with this statement. These are the commandments and the rules that Jehovah commanded through Moshe to Amo Yisrael, to the people of Israel in the plains of Moab by the Jordan, the Yarden, at Jericho. Just one little footer we like to put here is that although we have studied the different theories on where, you know, certain movements based on what they call the Levant and certain areas, we're not quite persuaded, but rather that there's a powerful case, the Arabian case. You know, there's the Arabian case. We'll present more on that, you know, as we're going through some location and directions. Some of the places that they say are some of the places from then are not quite those places, and some of them are not those places. But we'll put that forward as we have an opportunity right there. Yes, I, Rastafari, here. Nazio Fontaine here to the theme here in this double portion right here for sabbatical study 42 and 43 for Matot, the tribes, Masa'e, the tribes, the journeys right here. Nazio Fontaine. We have Nazio Fontaine with this tune. We are trotting. I and I are trotting. Yes, sir. Yadin. Yes, we played that earlier, Nazio Fontaine, We Are Trotting, but here, Sabbath Seal, Psalm 144, and then Psalm 67, moving forward, Shavuot Tov, Shavuot Tawah, beautifully good seven to come, yes, sir. Double the Nazarene, 144. Thank you.
Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity. His days are as a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thine hand from above. Rid me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones, polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord.
Shabuah Tov, right here, Psalm 67. Have a good strong, Bashem Yeshua, HaMoshiach. Yes, I, the King of Kings, Christ.
Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously, and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us. Cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health, thy saving health, thy saving health, thy saving. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him. God be merciful unto us and bless us. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us and bless us. Cause his face to shine upon us. Selah.